قل من كان عدوا لجبريل فإنه نزله على قلبك بإذن الله فإنه نزله على قلبك بإذن الله مصدقا لما بين يديه وهدى وبشرى للمؤمنين.
Say, whoever is an enemy to Gabriel should know that he revealed this Quran to your heart by Allah's leave. It confirms the scriptures revealed before it and is a guidance and good tiding to the men of faith. Say, whoever is an enemy to Gabriel, the Jews not only reviled the prophet, peace be upon him, and his followers, but also God's chosen angel, Gabriel, denouncing him as their enemy and branding him as the angel of curse rather than of blessing. Should know that he revealed this Quran to your heart by Allah's leave. Since Gabriel communicated the revealed messages with God's approval, the abuses of the Jews which were apparently aimed at Gabriel should be considered as directed at God. It confirms the scriptures revealed before it. They abused Gabriel because he had brought the Quran from God. And since the Quran on the whole confirms the Torah, this too became a co-sharer in those abuses. And is a guidance and good tiding to the men of faith. Here, there is a subtle suggestion that the wrath of the Jews was, in fact, directed against true guidance and righteousness, even though acceptance of these would have brought them good tidings as to their own success.
من كان عدوا لله وملائكته ورسله وجبريل وميكال فإن الله عدو للكافرين.
And if this is the cause of their hostility to Gabriel, let them know. Whoever is an enemy to Allah, His angels and His messengers, and to Gabriel and Michael, will surely find Allah an enemy to such unbelievers.
وَلَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ وَمَا يَكْفُرُ بِهَا إِلَّا الْفَاسِقُونَ
And we sent down to you clear verses that elucidate the truth and which only the transgressors deny.
أَوَكُلَّمَا عَاهَدُوا عَهْدًا نَبَذَهُ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ
Is it not that every time they made a covenant with Allah, a party of them set it aside? The truth is that most of them do not truly believe.
وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَهُمْ نَبَذَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِهِمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ
And when there came to them a messenger from Allah, confirming what they already possessed, a party of those who had been given the scriptures flung the book of Allah behind their backs as if they knew nothing.
وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُو الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانِ وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانُ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى الْمَلَكَيْنِ بِبَابِلَ هَارُوتَ وَمَارُوتَ وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ حَتَّى يَقُولَا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ فَلَا تَكْفُرْ فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَلَقَدْ عَلِمُوا لَمَنِ اشْتَرَاهُ مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ وَلَبِئْسَ مَا شَرَوْا بِهِ أَنفُسَهُمْ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ.
And then followed what the evil ones falsely attributed to the kingdom of Solomon, even though Solomon had never disbelieved. It is the evil ones who had disbelieved, teaching people magic, and they followed what had been revealed to the two angels in Babylon, Harut and Marut, although these two angels never taught it to anyone without first declaring, "We are merely a means of testing people, so do not disbelieve." And yet they learn from them what might cause division between a man and his wife. They could not cause harm to anyone except by the leave of Allah. And yet they learned what harmed rather than profited them, knowing well that he who went for it will have no share in the world to come. Evil, indeed, is what they sold themselves for. Had they but known. And then followed what the evil ones falsely attributed to the kingdom of Solomon. Evil ones embraces all evil beings, whether they belong to the human species or to the jinn. Here the reference seems to be to both. When moral and material decline set in among the Israelites, they were overwhelmed with slavery and ignorance, with misery and poverty, and with humiliation and decadence. They were thus drained of all high ambitions and increasingly turned to magic, sorcery, witchcraft, charms, and amulets. They began to search for facile means such as spells that would spare them hard work and yet ensure the achievement of their desired ends. At this stage, they were misled by the evil ones, who made them believe that the mighty kingdom and astonishing power of Solomon were merely due to occult sciences and magical formulae, and that by revealing those, they would pass on to them the keys to success. People were so engrossed in such practices that they ignored both the Book of God and anyone who summoned them to truth and righteousness. We are merely a means of testing people, so do not disbelieve. There are various opinions on the interpretation of this verse. My own conclusion is that at the time when the whole Israelite nation was chained in slavery and captivity in Babylonia, God sent two angels in human form in order to test the Jews. In the same way as angels were sent to the people of Lot in the form of handsome youths, see Quran 11:69. They were presumably sent to Israel in the form of divines who could work magic and sorcery. These angels at once began working their magical wonders, but they warned the people that their presence among them was designed to test their faith, and that they ought not to jeopardize their afterlife by the practice of magic. Despite the warning, it seems that the Israelites had become so fond of their magical artifices that they continued to resort to talismans and sorcery. It should not surprise anyone that angels came down to earth in human form. Angels are dutiful servants of God's kingdom and are capable of assuming the form appropriate to the specific task they are required to perform at any particular time. Who knows how many angels may be busy performing their duties in our midst even today? One might also wonder why angels should teach people magic, which is, after all, intrinsically evil. In order to understand this, we must remember that the nature of their task was no different from that of an undercover policeman who hands over marked currency notes to a corrupt official as a bribe with the aim of ensuring that he is caught red-handed. And yet they learn from them what might cause division between a man and his wife. This shows that the greatest demand was for magical arts and charms to sow discord between a man and his wife and to procure the eventual seduction of the latter. This was the depth of the moral depravity to which these people had fallen. A people cannot sink to a lower level of moral degeneracy than when adulterous affairs become their favorite pastime and when seducing a married woman is considered a boastful achievement. The matrimonial relationship is, in truth, the very foundation of man's collective life. The soundness of human civilization depends on the soundness of the relationship between the two sexes. Hence, nothing could be worse than the person who strikes at the very foundations of the structure which supports both him and society as a whole. There is a tradition from the Prophet, peace be upon him, to the effect that Satan sends his agents on their missions to all parts of the world. On their return, these agents report their achievements, with each mentioning his own special evil act. But Satan is not completely satisfied with any of them. It is only when an agent reports that he has succeeded in separating a wife from her husband that Satan is filled with joy and embraces him. Bukhari, Talak 25. In the light of this tradition, it is understandable why the angels who were sent to the Israelites to test them were asked to disclose those magical arts which would lead to separation between a husband and his wife, for the inclination of a people to learn such arts is a sure index of its moral decadence.
وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَمَثُوبَةٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ
Had they believed and been God-fearing, Allah's reward would have been better, had they but known.